The College Experience Mountain West College Basketball Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day Free Play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans-Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP only at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience Mountain West style. My name is Colby Swinging Dentabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking. This is the Mountain West college basketball preview here. Gotta love the Mountain West Conference. I mean, some of the it really sucks that last year we didn't get to see an NCAA tournament. Because college basketball is trending. It's diverse as it's ever been, in my opinion. And I think, you know, talk to San Diego State fans with Malachi Flynn and Matt Mitchell and all those guys. And you people said, hey, they could win the national championship. Their fan base believed that. And as much as they were tested, and I actually took them to lose to Utah State in the final game in the Mountain West, I think you could make the case for it. I mean, they had good wins. They beat Iowa. They beat a couple other teams that were good. And I know they're really good defensively, and they had strong guard play, which tends to work out in the tournament. Now, I like Dayton more than them, but it wouldn't have shocked me. I do think they would have got a very high seed. And, you know, with how diverse college basketball is, they could have had a little cakewalk to the Sweet 16, maybe even the Elite Eight if you get an upset. And anything could have happened. I even think Utah State, since they had won the Mountain West at the buzzer, I thought they were a dangerous team. I wasn't thinking national championship, but I was thinking Sweet 16. But Aztecs might have got robbed a far, far trip into the NCAA tournament. So, or maybe they would have got upset. Who knows? That's what's great about March Madness. But breaking down this conference this year, and I think it's weird. I think it's getting a little deeper, but I don't think it's as good as it was at the top from a season ago. At least on paper. All right. You know, I'm going to still ride with, to start things off, I'm going to ride. We're going to go one by one, guys. We are the College Experience Week handicap every, college football and college basketball. And we give you breakdowns on everything Division One college sports related. So make sure you subscribe, tell a friend, and, to start things off. I'm not going to fade the Aztecs. I still think the Aztecs are the regular season team that will get it done. Brian Dutcher is a proven good head coach. I like the way they play defense. Now, obviously losing Malachi Flynn, losing Yanni Wetzel and KJ Fegan, hard to replace those three. That's why they're not going to be as good, but they're starting five upperclassmen. This team has eight of I'm counting eight upperclassmen on their whole roster. So there's only four underclassmen. And a lot's going to be put into this Cal State Northridge transfer Terrell Gomez, who I actually saw play live and I was impressed with him. Sure. I mean, I saw him play UC Irvine a while ago, but I thought he played very strong. So Maybe they got something there. He's only 5'8" though, so don't think Malachi Flynn, please. But the guy did average 20 points a game in a conference that, you know, Big West is not a horrible conference. So I think that's a big thing. Now the two guard Trey Pulliam or Pulliam, that's a bit of a mystery to me. I don't know what to expect, but I can tell you the other spots. Jordan Shackle is a 3-point shooter. All right. He's very good from three. Matt Mitchell has been there for a long time and he has been very good for a long time. So you love the fact they're bringing back Matt Mitchell. And then they have Nathan Mensa at the big man spot. So the starting five minus Pulliam, is so the four of the five I think are good players. Now, can they play as aggressively as, and you know, San Diego State was great in a lot of close games a season ago. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. But yeah, I mean, I still think they're the play, especially because the other conference, I do think they're going to get pushed though. They're going to get pushed, I think, more than most years. I also am curious how this Maryland transfer, Joshua Tomac, will work out for the Aztecs. But give me San Diego State. I'm going to go chalk, even though they didn't win the tournament. I was actually right on that call. But at the two spot, I'm going to stay chalky and go with the Aggies of Utah State. Utah State, Craig Smith, I really like the job he's doing there with the Aggies. And once again, though, they lose a ton. They're bringing in a Virginia transfer at the point, Marco Anthony. And they're starting five upperclassmen, so perhaps they can get it going. They don't have the depth of San Diego State, though. But starting five, you know, if Anthony pans out, then you got Brock Miller at the two, Alfonso Anderson at the three, Justin Bean at the four. We know Justin Bean. He was really good last year. And Keita at the five spot, Nemus Keita, 13 points, 8 boards, 1.7 blocks. So they could be a real thorn in the Aztec side, especially as the season develops. I feel like Utah State is one of these teams that I feel like early in the year, I don't know, you know, and then as the season progresses, they really get it together. Now, obviously they lose Sam Merrill, Abel Porter and Diego Brito. That's tough, but wouldn't surprise me. I think by the way, San Diego State opens up at home on Wednesday against UCLA. Can't wait to watch that game. One of the best games of the day, if not the best. Utah State on a neutral site plays Wichita State, who's got a good team despite all the craziness that's happened within that program. So both games kind of must watch from me. And at the three spot, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna take you to Boise, Idaho, where I think Boise State. Now I actually think that Boise can push. If you're a Bronco fan, you might be able to win this whole conference. You might be able to win the whole conference. You got some transfers coming in. I need to see that they work out. But I like Boise's team. Leon Rice in his 10th year or 11th year, I think now. He's got to have a better clue on this team, but I'm saying you get these transfers, Marcus Shaver Jr., from Portland, 14.8 points a game. I know that he was in a conference that was a little worse, but I think that will translate pretty well to the Mountain West. And then Derek Alston Jr. is back, who averaged 17.3 points per game. That guy's a stud. They get an East Carolina transfer in Armis, who averaged 8 points a game. That's it, East Carolina, East Tennessee State. I mean, geez, I'm all over the place here. Who averaged 8 boards and 8 points there. I think knowing East Tennessee State's basketball program, that's a good program. I think he'll still be able to get some similar stats in the Mountain West. And then they got a couple Arizona transfers. One, they're still waiting on a waiver, but the other one, Emmanuel Akat, just 4 points at Zona. But hey, I think this team has some depth. If those Arizona guys definitely get the pass here, but Ray J Dennis at the point guard spot, that's the real question. And then obviously Shaver, the transfer from Portland. I think this team could be really good though. I think this team could be really good. So keep an eye out on the Broncos. I got them at the three spot. All right. I want to tell you guys, man. Oh my, I'm sorry. I'm watching this New Mexico Air Force game that I bet on New Mexico plus 10, and they just can't make a field goal. Well, I want to tell you guys that the College Experience is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day free play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day free play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on an early Thanksgiving game. The Turkey Day free play is a no-risk, all-gravy wager on the full game spread. Pick the right team and you win. If your team is upset, your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next afternoon game. New players will get their first deposit match halfway up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit and get extra cash. You can use on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. Use the promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend. Turkey Day free play is Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds and finishes the holiday strong with buy one, get one free Cyber Monday night football. That's why at MyBookie they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies. I mean, sorry, I got taken away there for a second. I was trying to think of the game. It was Lions Texans. That's the you can bet $250 on Lions Texans for free. You get your money back. This is a no brainer. Question is, who are you going to bet on? That should be a close one. All right. At number four in the Mountain West Conference, I am going to take you to, Fort Collins, Colorado, where I think this team showed some signs last year. They really showed some signs. I actually think if there's going to be a year where you could potentially take down Utah State or San Diego State, which has kind of been the cream of this conference, I feel like this could be the year. So when we get to Fort Collins and Nico Medved's third year, I see some talent here, man. And I was impressed by them a couple last year. Isaiah Stevens at the point spot. If you had a chance to watch the Rams, Isaiah Stevens can play. I even like Kendall Moore. I think that's good. Adam Thistlewood at the three, David Roddy at the four. The real question here is Deshaun Thomas at the five, or, you know, the power forward spot, whatever you want to classify that as. He's the really untested guy. They're bringing in a Georgia transfer on the bench. Perhaps he could step up in I don't know how to pronounce that name. Sarginas. And then PJ Boyd and John Tanhe. Those guys need to step up, and maybe, you know, they do have some freshmen coming in that could be impact players, I think, pretty fast. And when I say that, I'm talking about Nico Medved. I'm not Nico Medved. Nico Medved is the coach. Who is the freshman that I wrote down somewhere on here? Oh, Isaiah Rivera. Isaiah Rivera is a freshman that perhaps could contribute right away. Sorry. My notes are all sloppy. I'm drinking over here. My apologies. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see as the year went on. The Rams are kind of a tough team to beat last year. And then at the five spot, and I think this could be a tight race between four and five, but I'm going to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, and TJ Altsenberger's team. Just in year one last year, I was impressed. I was truly impressed. I think he's a good coach. We're going to see how he brings in talent there, but I was impressed. And I think this year you look and you're bringing a transfer that he's familiar with, and David Jenkins. I think that'll work out. And then Bryce Hamilton, who averaged 16 points a game a season ago, that should work out. Even Dayong, the big man, I mean, 8 points a game, 1.5 blocks. That will work out. The other question is Marvin Coleman at the point. Will that work out? He was solid a year ago. And then the Tulane transfer, Moses Wood, can he come in and contribute right away? Cause they're going to need it. I mean, on the bench, they have almost zero experience with the exception of Caleb Grill, and he's an Iowa State transfer. So they got no one that's actually played as a running rebel on that bench. That's a concern. I wanted to take them to go higher, but with not knowing what's going on there and the uncertainty, I had to go there with the Rebs. So I got UNLV at 5. I'll stay in the state of Nevada, and I'll go over to Steve Alford and the Wolfpack of Nevada. Steve Alford, can he recapture that magic he had perhaps when he was at New Mexico? He had some good years, and even at Iowa, he had some good years, but at UCLA, kind of a dud here. You look at this Nevada team, and I mean, it's hard to really project because you have a lot of new faces. You got Sherfield coming in from Wichita State. I like the way he played at Wichita. Desmond Cambridge coming in from Brown, where he averaged 16 a game, but can that translate to the Mountain West? I think so. I think maybe not 16, but it would be a decent amount. Then you get Kane Milling maybe at the 3, Robbie Robinson at the 4. I don't know. KJ Himes at the 5. That's the uncertainty. They are bringing in a Oregon State transfer in Warren Washington. Maybe he can contribute right away, but they got to figure out something there. So, and there's a lot of big time freshmen coming in. Trey Coleman, DeAndre Henry. It's tough. It's tough to get a read on this team right now. Zane Meeks actually should probably, I would actually maybe pencil him in to start. But I got the Wolfpack. I think they're still decently talented. I got them coming in at the 6th spot, at the 7th spot. See, 7 and 8 were tough to me. The 7th spot, I'm going to go with Steve Alford's old program in Albuquerque, the Lobos, who are kind of a mess right now too. Now they're bringing in a UNC transfer to run the point, Jeremiah Francis. Hopefully he can contribute to make a big difference in the Mountain West, and I think he might be able to. And at the 2 guard, Keith McGee, 6 points a game a season ago, and then they're going the JUCO route with two other starters, or four JUCOs coming in. And really the only other guy that stands out is Malach, who averaged just shy of 10 points a season ago. So a lot of questions here, a lot of newcomers, 4 freshmen, 4 JUCO transfers. Hard to get a read on the Lobo team at the moment, but if there's one, and I'll tell you this, this is a team that traditionally, much like Utah State, has a great home court environment. How much is COVID going to affect these teams? You know what I mean? Like New Mexico at the Pit, that place gets rowdy. It gets loud. Same with in Logan, Utah, with Utah State, and even San Diego State to a certain extent. So it's going to make it really challenging on these teams to be able to, you know, get this thing. I don't know. I mean, how many wins is that good for a year? I would think 4 or 5, something like that, with no fans. That could be a big difference maker in the Mountain West this year. Then at number 8, I'm going to go with the Fresno State Bulldogs. Fresno State, it's coached by Justin Hudson. You know, there's times where I watch them and they look really good, and there's time I watch them and they look really bad. They are kind of like the rest of these teams towards the back here. They're bringing in a lot of transfers. 1 JUCO, 4 other transfers. At the point guard spot, Devin Gage from DePaul, grad transfer, so that's good. Deion Stroud, also from UTEP, coming in at the one of the guard spots. Jordan Campbell returns 4 points a game. Anthony Holland, the real guy to circle on this team is Orlando Robinson. And perhaps Junior Ballard, coming in from Cal Poly, where he was solid. They got a Tulsa transfer, Isaiah Hill. Maybe that works out. Some of these freshmen, I don't know. It's hard to be optimistic about the Bulldogs, but I mean, sure. You get these guys playing some ball. Maybe they can jump up a spot or two. I want to tell you guys that the college experience is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's PGA, MLB, esports, choose 5 of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Man, dude, this New Mexico kicker just missed again. But use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with the 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy at the App Store or Google Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. Don't forget that promo code SGP. Yeah, I think I'm counting 4 missed field goals right now. Maybe even more. Because I've been doing the show. 4 missed field goals by the Lobos. Man, today's a tough day. I got that Purdue game. I was on Purdue and that Purdue Minnesota, just an awful pass interference call, offensive pass interference call. Not my day from the gambling side, but hopefully tomorrow, college football Saturday, I'll be able to knock that out. Final, after Fresno State, I'm going to jump to Laramie and that with the, my 9th rated team in the Mountain West, I'm going to play the Cowboys of Wyoming here. I don't know. They have only 4 returning players that have played here. 4. Hunter Maldonado is the one you want to circle here. 16 points a game, pretty much. And then Marble at the 3, Hunter Thompson at the 5. Those guys are solid. Now, Kenny Foster, can he come in and contribute? Sure. The freshman Marcus Williams, they're going to ask him to you know, run the team, I think. It's a tall order for a freshman. See if he can do it. They got 3 JUCOs coming in. It's hard to really predict these teams when you haven't watched, you know, these days with so many transfers, it's really hard to get a grasp on who is who, you know, how they'll play together. But I do have Wyoming at the 9 spot. At the 10 spot, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say this team improves this year. They're doing it in football. Why can't they do it in basketball? All right. Give me San Jose State to improve a little bit this year. They got Richard Washington averaged. He's a 5th year senior, averaged 10.5 points a game, pretty much. And Seneca Knight, who averaged 17 points a game. Those guys are back. I mean, that's 27 points just right there. Now, can somebody else? They went the JUCO route at the point guard spot. Jalen Dalcourt, can he contribute? Can Amari Moore, the shooting guard, get going? Or Ralph Agee at the big man spot? I don't know. They got 5 freshmen on that bench. The bench really is weak, but Kyson Hammonds, Eduardo Lane, those guys need to contribute. Trey Smith, I'm going to just say on a limb, because I think both these teams traditionally they fight for the last spot, but I think most of the time it has been San Jose State. I think getting those 2 guards back is going to make a little bit of a difference. And at the 11th spot, actually, before I get to the 11th spot, I want to tell you guys that the College Experience is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book, but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. All right, final team in the Mountain West. Had to do it. I'm taking the Falcons of Air Force to come in last this year. It's going to be them or San Jose. But you look at this team. I will say this. They have way more depth than San Jose State. But aside from AJ Walker, they got a lot of players that just don't seem like they do much. Perhaps Chris Joyce can get in there and start gunning away. But AJ Walker, their best player on their team, point guard, 6'2", 11 points per game a season ago, 3 assists. He's going to need to really pick it up. Chris Joyce, Keaton Van Solen, those guys need to step it up. But this team doesn't have, I mean, they have a lot of players that have played, have experience, but I'm not seeing a lot of scoring on this team. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how that goes. You know, they're also, another thing is they're breaking in Joe Scott, second tenure, I believe. Brand new coach though, inheriting a mess in a way. So I know Wyoming's doing that with Jeff Linder, but at the same time, Wyoming's got a little more skill, I think, than Air Force. So, give me Air Force to finish dead last in year 1. Maybe 2-3 years down the road, they'll be able to switch it up. So, all right, guys, if this is the College Experience Mountain West, if you've never listened to us, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. So make sure you subscribe. We're available on all platforms. And we've been, like I said, we've picked every game for Division I football and basketball for 3.5 plus years. We give away our picks for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com with a spreadsheet. We've been over 500 each individual season, every single season. And we've also gave our locks away with a little asterisk on the spreadsheet. Our locks have been way over 500. So you're going to want to subscribe to this. I say we, because I am joined by Patty C and NC Nick on most episodes. But yeah, we don't charge for our picks and we won't charge for our picks. The only thing I would try to charge for you is your kindness. It's COVID. You don't got shit to do. You're at home, at your house, your apartment, whatever. All I ask, guys, is if you can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, because that's essentially how we make our money. Sponsors look at the comments. They say, hey, I guess people like these idiots. Let's give them some more money. And boom, then we give you more episodes. It's a beautiful formula as long as you just act out of kindness. All right. I'll tell you this. You act out of kindness and do that. Take a screenshot with your phone. After you leave that 5-star review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll get you a College Experience t-shirt. You heard it here first. All right. I am on Twitter at the Colby D. Like I said, Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Make sure you check out his DFS pods and all of his writings over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Yes, yes, yes. We do it big over there. So come play DraftKings with us. College football and college basketball. Sign up. We do this thing. It's fun. Post it up on Twitter. Also write, do writings, do articles about it over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure you check out all that stuff. We are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Follow them. All right. This is the College Experience, Mountain West style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.